We all love a good Sunday session.
Frothy time!
Oh. And this Sunday session comes to you.
Oh, how good!
This is the Rush Hour Sunday session.
The best of JB and Billy
on Triple M.
Finally, Fat, we've eased some restrictions. There's a few that still exist that I cannot believe. But now I can get 25 k's away from you.
Jimmy boy, you've always been a social distancer from way back.
And your brain has socially distanced itself from your mouth. And we'll prove that later today with a jam-packed idiot file.
Plus, Bernie Vince is going to join us, and he's coming from Adelaide, Jim. And I've got some things to ask him about that joint. They're not quite right over there.
And you'll have three horrendous jokes, next one of your hump day quizzes, and this week you couldn't actually tell the score.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Jim has to say something first.
Themed one. We'll set it up properly.
Well, it's themed on, of course, the Big Freeze. Big Freeze 7 is coming up, Jimmy boy, and the Queen's Birthday Melbourne-Collingwood game. Mm. And we got a couple of contestants. We got the magnificent Sean out there in Croydon. Okay, Shawnee.
Hello.
Or even Alex.
Alex in Croydon, that's me.
Alex is in Croydon.
How are we, fellas?
And Sean's in Mornington. That's why I speak first.
Alex in Croydon. G'day, Alex.
How are you, Billy?
Going well. How's Croydon, mate? How cold at the minute?
Cold, wet and windy.
Oh, yes. And we'll talk to Sean in Mornington. Sean-o.
Oh, no.
Afternoon, gentlemen. How are we?
You'd be peed off, wouldn't you? You're not part of the regional Victoria like Geelong is down that side. You'd think Mornington would be too.
Well, oh, it has its perks. I'm not going to complain, you know. It's going to be all over soon with a bit of luck.
Oh, good. I like that.
Good attitude.
Yeah. Here we go,
best
boys.
Best of five.
Hey, Sean, you go. You've got to go, meh.
Why?
Oh, God. Okay, fair enough.
He's a sheep. Oh, he's been Sean.
No.
Yeah, well played.
And Alex?
Didn't think this through at all, did you?
Just off the top
of just Alex and Sean as loud as you like. I reckon that's where we're at.
All right, Jim. Good thinking.
All right.
Good thinking.
Come on.
Number one. Here we go. Who won last year's Queen's birthday game?
Alex.
Nah.
Alex. Alex.
Melbourne.
No.
Oh.
Sean.
Tolly Wobbles.
No. There wasn't a game. It wasn't played.
Oh.
Anthony William with a trick question off the top.
Oh, yeah. So we're really no further down the track, though, are we?
Did I hear Sean go,
and dropped a sucked in on you?
Number two, which Collingwood player has played the most number of Queen's birthday games?
Jeez, that is just,
Jim.
You can't separate them. But because he's gone, meh, I'm giving it to Sean.
Oh, Sean.
Oh, it's a toss. I'm tossing up between two of them, but it's got to be Pendles, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
All right, he's on the board.
He's actually got Scott Pendle bringing the runes with me.
Scott. 13 he's played. That's a lot of them.
Thank you, Bill.
Good work.
A lot of what?
A lot of games. One to Sean. Oh, man. Yeah. Who is this slider?
Ladies and gentlemen, paying homage to the Queen's birthday holiday is none other than Freddie Mercury.
Who is this slider? Boys?
No idea.
It was the best slider ever to go down, wasn't it?
It was brilliant. Nick Riewoldt.
Nick Riewoldt.
Too late.
Siren hadn't gone.
Listen to Shawnee. Down there in Mornington. Love it.
Here we go. Number four. Which coach tore his hamstring?
Alex? Paige.
Fakes. Good. Fakes. So she's a ring a ding ding. One a piece.
Always is, Jim.
Oh, yeah.
You can guarantee that.
We can frame that.
Righto. It's an audio question for the game, set and match, and magnificent prizes.
Queen's birthday clash.
Oh. Who took this mark?
Bernie Vince drops it. Oh! With an unbelievable grand.
I heard the man.
Sean.
Hello.
Alex.
I'm going, is Jeremy here?
Yes! Oh! Jim, I tell you, you're smart enough, Jim, on your judging. I reckon that was Alex, by the way.
Negative. I would have said how to, Billy. I had him on the tip of my tongue.
All right, so you get the bonus question?
Yep.
Oh,
Righto. A bonus question is, Jim, lucky I've got them up
my
sleeve.
Yeah, you've got a bonus one up your sleeve.
Yes. How many games within the nearest, I'll give you 10, has Buckley, Nathan Buckley, played or coached at Collingwood?
Alex.
Alex.
500.
500. Not bad. Let's see what Matt can do.
I'm going 521.
No, 477. So Alex is our winner.
Hang on.
And we weren't shot. We got one more.
Hang on, we got one more question. Hang on, Jim. We've got to go to the judges. What is it, Jim?
Two all. Right.
It's on the early try.
Come on, then.
Righto, we've got it now. Yep.
Who? Well, I've got a question.
All right, good.
Because I know we've gone over all the questions.
So two all. Here we go.
So we're paying homage to Nathan Buckley, who we love today, as well as the big freeze.
Yep.
Before Nathan Buckley played AFL football for Collingwood, who was that?
That sounded like a lamb. Sean?
Sean?
Well, it's got to be the Brisbane Bears.
Brisbane Bears.
Oh, he jumps in.
Shawnee in and winning.
Jeez, just a minute ago, Alex had won it.
Yeah.
What's going on?
With a scoreboard.
Well, I won it, then Alex won it, and now I've won it. Awesome.
The Rush Hour Sunday Session. Pouring out the gold from JB and Billy on Triple M.
Joined by a good member of the Triple M footy family and a two-time Best and Fairest medal winner.
We dodged to Taylor Walker as across the ground he sprints. Another happy customer getting top delivery from Bernie Bear.
We thought he was an important member.
We did.
Until a bit like Nick Riewoldt, he just evaporated.
Gone missing.
What happens? We sign these blokes.
On big dollars, Jim. On the big dough.
And they get exposure to the top level.
That's it.
And then suddenly they just have nowhere to be seen.
They get happy with themselves. I've done enough and now I'll just go elsewhere. Where are you, Bern?
Oh, I'm in Adelaide, Bill, at the moment. And the big dollars thing, well, that's false. We all know that. But, just over here. I didn't want to get stuck down like all you blokes over there in the lockdown. So decided to stay over here and do most of my work from here. How have you been going without me, though, Bill? I sent you a few questions for Harmsy the other day.
Oh, yes. That was
great
good.
Great questions, but you just butchered the delivery, which was no surprise. And then when you were finished with your questions, you wrapped him up. You were done.
Well, we're getting a bit boring. It was good. He was driving along with Froffy's mate, wasn't he?
He was. We
had a chat with Froffy. But Dale Thomas has been very good. I'm very happy with the way Daisy's going. He's good. He's got good energy.
Yeah, he's, okay.
Brings good stuff to the table, unlike you and Duck.
No, when he was talking about Harmsy.
Yeah.
Pig Hibbard was in the car with Froffy's. It's a different bloke.
Was too. That's right.
Again, Bill. Just good information, just the poor delivery again.
But they're very much the same, I reckon, Harms and Hibbert. Yeah. They start with H. Phil's head, Bernie, what is going on? What the f*** is going on in Adelaide? Fierdicum in Adelaide. First, we have the Chief Public Health Officer, Nicola, coming out saying stupid stuff like this.
Nicola.
If you are at Adelaide Oval and the ball comes towards you, my advice to you is to duck and just do not touch that ball.
Yeah. Now, who says that?
Bernard.
Well, it's Nicola, by the way.
What is that?
Yeah.
That is someone that doesn't have a very good football background, I don't think. But maybe the Adelaide players listened to her because they were awful on the weekend and went down to Collingwood. So they had the last laugh, didn't they?
And then she went again, didn't she, Reps?
To be perfectly honest, though, whenever you touch an object, and in this case, this is an object touched by I don't know how many very sweaty men on a football field, sanitise your hands afterwards. And that's advice I would give pre or post COVID.
What is that?
Touching objects by a lot of sweaty men. That reminds me of you, Bill.
Well, I've got some other things here that annoy me about Adelaide.
Oh, okay? Nice. Let me know.
So if I go down and play Tats Lotto on a Wednesday or a Saturday, what do you guys play over there in Adelaide?
Cross Lotto.
Of course. Yep.
Yes.
All right. If I go to the footy and buy a record, which we all do, we look it up and things, what do you guys buy?
Budget. Footy
the budget.
Yeah, footy budget.
What's the footy budget?
What's the footy record? It all should be a budget.
I drive down here in Geelong and I go into a street and I turn into a court. What do you guys turn into?
I don't know, a street.
No, a cul-de-sac.
It's a cul-de-sac anywhere else in the world, Bill. It's
no,
only
it's
a court
not.
In
no,
Melbourne.
And not in Melbourne. It's yes. not, Jim. And yeah. then I nearly ran off the road the other day and nearly ran into a power pole. What do you guys call it?
Oh, Stobie pole.
What is a f***ing Stobie pole? I've never heard of Stobie pole. What is that?
Well, it's exactly the same. What do you call it?
It's a power pole.
A power pole, electrical pole. No, it's a Stobie pole.
You what is a Stobie?
Don't want to run into a Stobie, Bill. It does some damage in your car. But, well, Bill, don't have a crack at me. Your bloody state's in lockdown, you dickhead. Yeah. Get your contract tracing right and we might start listening to you.
Don't start that because where did it all start?
Well, it might have been here.
Yeah.
But no, the other one that I've always found amusing when I spend a fair bit of time in Adelaide was you go down and have a kick of the footy.
Yes.
If, you know, so if my kids go to Trevor Barker and have a kick of the footy.
Everyone does it.
What in Adelaide, what do the kids go and do?
I'm not sure.
They have a dob.
They go down
the park for a dob.
Let's go for a dob.
Yeah, that's what they call
it. Does that mean kicking the footy?
Kicking the footy. They call it having a, going for a dob.
What? Going for a dob and going to play PAX.
Play PAX.
PAX is marks up, I think, in Victoria.
Marks
PAX.
Up.
Yeah, yeah, PAX.
See, and also, what else? Your pie floaters and all that shit?
Yeah, pie floater. You tried one of them, Bill? You look like a pie floater.
At Triple M, we recommend you Sunday session responsibly, or you'll end up like Billy.
And it was
the Rush Hour Sunday session on Triple M.
I feel good!
You've got to be careful these days.
Nobody has their finger on the pulse quite like Billy Brownless.
Now, what are we doing?
This is the Rush Hours. What stories are trending today? Unusual.
Yeah, what are they?
Well, this came across my desk, and this is unusual, Jim. Mm-hmm. A lady was having a meal in the Philippines, and she ordered a chicken schnitzel. She was about to chomp into it and give some to her son.
Chicken schnitzel.
In the Philippines.
In the Philippines. That's what it was it?
Yeah. Well, guess what? It wasn't a chicken schnitzel. It was a deep-fried tea towel. They've served up. I don't know how it's happened out in the kitchen, but they've crumbed. They have crumbed a tea towel, Jim.
No.
Put it in the deep fry. Served it up. She's sitting there with a young son. She tried to cut it. She couldn't cut it, so she bit into it, and it was a deep-fried tea towel.
I haven't heard of something as outrageous as that since a food shop in Geelong. Tried to serve a ham and cheese toastie and left the plastic wrapper around the cheese.
And you can see where the person bit into it because the teeth marks are in the cheese.
Barron's an idiot here, forgot to take the plastic off the plastic cheese.
Barry Stoneham's fault, that
was it?
That was, yeah, it was Barron's. And the other thing I saw, it's quite amusing, Donald Trump back in the news, Jimmy boy. That. He was speaking at a crowd in North Carolina. Anyway, everyone's tweeting saying, but guess what? He had the suit on, but he had his pants on backwards.
Backwards.
He had the suit pants on backwards. There's no fly, and it's all wrong. He's actually put his suit on the wrong way, if you don't mind.
Can't be wrong. No fly, Bill Regan.
No fly. There's no fly, Jim.
We can't go any further.
Fake
Come
news.
On, Donald. It's not fake news. Come on, Donald. You're better than that. No, you're not.
The Rush Hour Sunday Session. Back soon with more from JB and Billy. Oh, and by the way, it's your round.
Triple M. This is my favourite time of the week. Back by necessity. Not even by demand, necessity. This is the Idiot File where we compile every one of Fat's verbal cock-ups. So enjoy the Idiot File.
Anthony Wynn.
Billy, you are king of the
You went all the way in to talk about that.
No, I'm just wondering if you saw it.
No, I didn't.
And when we're on air, we can talk about it.
What was that?
I don't know.
What did you say? What was that sentence?
That's a great show. What about this game? Freo take on Sydney. Three players got 8 votes. How does that work, Jim?
I don't know.
Buddy, Rory Lobb, Nat Fyfe. They got 8.
All stars, so well done.
If you've got two coaches giving 5-4-3-2-1.
Yeah, well, they've obviously got to fiddle around with the 5. One's a 5, one's a 3, a couple of 4s, and then a 3 and 5 the other way, and other that's way. How you get your 8s.
I was trying to work out how to work. It was interesting.
He's a bit off. He's a bit flat
he's,
today.
What are you doing, Fat?
Yeah. Well, I was just wondering about
that. The masks have flattened you.
No, I was just wondering how 3 players got 8 votes.
Well, then you just heard it.
That's all I needed, some reaffirmation.
Reaffirmation.
That's it. How fit are you? What do you do? You do a bit of running outside the car?
Yeah,
not outside the car, but when you're not driving the car.
What is going on?
Right, and the girls, there's be a few around, wouldn't there? With the snake, the...
What are you saying?
That's why I've got my middle name.
Oh, he reckons it's his middle name, Jim. Raphael's writing something to me.
What a line of questioning is
How
this?
How are you going with the female side of things? I came out of the bathroom the other night, Jim. I just had my shower, stark naked, and I just walked into the bedroom. Mm. The doll said to me, I said to the doll, no, I got told as I arrived at Rod Laver, we got a good gag.
Yeah.
Come out and have a look. So they had a fan there. They turned it on and there was a bit of fan, whatever, breeze, bit of breeze. There's a couple of Stormers playing. Cameron Munster is playing. Christian Welsh is playing. And
Just naming the team.
Yep.
No, this is all for Queensland.
Yes.
And Cara Fusa. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's his name, but he's playing. Good luck to him.
Kafusi.
Kafusi.
I don't think that's his name.
How's your year gone, by the way? You've played two games this year, both as a medical sub. Didn't come on once. And then you get the deep vein thrombosis or whatever it is. You're on thinners. Collingwood went with Ashley Johnson, Jim, who's a very good player over there with Sturt, which is spelt the same way forward and backwards.
Oh, no.
It's called Apollodrome.
I don't think it is.
No. That would be Sturt.
That's true. That's not right. Yeah. Anyway. Collingwood have been granted, Jim, to go to South Australia.
Oh, no. What sort of business?
I got to tell you about Shayna Heal. So, you know, Hammer's daughter.
Yeah.
She went eighth pick.
Oh, no. What is that?
Eighth pick.
Get him
back.
Hey,
Bill, just before I let you go, had a bit of ish. What's my name again?
Bernie,
Bernie, yeah, good. You got that right the third time. Hey, a bit of an issue with a jumper today, I hear.
No, Daisy, don't know what you're talking about.
No, bit of a hole in the jumper, and you decided to colour it in with a texter, did you?
What is he doing? Seriously.
What about when you take the jumper off, you're going to have a black dot on it, you dickhead?
Oh,
wrong with you?
Seriously, Fat.
What have you done? You thought you'd just colour it in. How old are you, three?
Yes, and guess who comes back? Harry Highpants. Red hair, high pound pants. So Alex is our winner.
Oh, hang on.
We've already got off. We got one more.
Hang on, we got one more question. Hang on, Jim. We've got to go to the judges. What is it, Jim?
The 2-2.
I tell you what, why he's always going to be good. I went out to his house one day. We're going to have a few beers and watch telly. He's reading the Thesaurus.
Oh, no.
Or the Thor. What do you call that book?
Don't say a word.
The book, like the dictionary.
Don't say anything, rabbits.
No, he was reading the dictionary, Jim.
Not the Roger's.
Thesaurus.
Thesaurus.
Anyway, he's reading that. And mate, just reading it like you read a book. He's reading that.
I want you to have one more go at it. It's called Roger's.
Roger. Anyway, let's talk a bit of sport other than footy, Jim, because we've got a...
Thesaurus, Fat. What? It's a thesaurus.
Thesaurus.
No, S. Thesaurus.
Well, it's not a dinosaur. Oh! You think it was a bloody part of the old dinosaurus, do you?
Dinosaurus.
Come on, Jim.
Dinosaurus. That might
What's
be the best one
you?
Ever.
The Rush Hour's Sunday Session. The best of JB and Billy on tap.
Yes, please.
Triple M.
And on Monday, the 7th edition of the Big Freeze is taking place.
The Big Freeze at the G is back for 2021. And our man Billy is going down the slide.
Like a big beach whale.
Our next guest is the campaign director for Fight MND, the daughter of a footy legend and a bloody legend in her own right. Please welcome Beck Danaher.
Since this thing began, Fat, just under $50 million has been raised.
I see that, Jim. It's that is nuts. Unbelievable.
That is nuts, and it's a great credit to this lady we're about to speak to. Beck Danaher, how are you?
I am good. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Oh, that's our pleasure. Now, we've just got to get straight to Fat. I don't think, since you've launched this campaign, Beck, I don't think you and your amazing family have put a foot wrong until now.
Hey, we're very excited Billy is coming down. We're making it extra cold for you, Billy. It's going to be a big shot when you hit that water.
The order interests me, Beck, of course, because, you know, who goes first, who's before who, all the rest of it, but especially this year, because Fat has, well, he's either got to be last or very near the end, because otherwise there'll be no water left.
No, we save the best to last, don't we?
Yes, Billy? That's it. Exactly right. But you probably should go towards the end. Hey, now tell us, $48.5 million actually since 2014. How is the fight going to kill the beast?
Yeah, it's going really well. We're seeing such progress in the labs here across the country. I mean, we've got the best and brightest people here in Australia working hard around the clock because, you know, we want to end the big freeze because we don't want to need to be here raising money anymore. And we want to see treatments and a cure available to people. So, you know, when Dad sat me down in 2013, he told me he had MND and there was nothing that could be done. Mm. We don't want that to be the case anymore. So they're working really hard and the progress is exciting. So we are seeing a lot of hope out there. Good. And that's why we're doing this.
Yeah.
How is the great man? I saw you and he on Channel 7 with Tim Watson, a couple of weekends ago, and he looked up and about.
Yeah, he's pumped. He's pumped. It's his favourite time of the year, so he's going really well. What we are sort of seeing is MND, the beast, it's taking his voice.
Yeah.
But, you know, he got told that average lifespan was 27 months, and here we are 7 years on, so every day is such a blessing. He's, you know, leading from the front. Every single day he gets up and he's working out how can we make sure that the fight against the beast is a short fight. So you can't dampen his spirit.
No, he's a bloody star, of course. Good assumption, boy, Jim.
Play on, I like too, Beck. Yes. It's a great message.
Yeah, it definitely is. And that's been Dad's mantra from the day dot. So when he got diagnosed with MND, he wanted to let everyone know, but he just sort of sent a text message around to extended family and friends and said, no, I've got the beast, going to fight back, and signed off with Play On. Play and, you know, on, nothing was going to stop him. Nothing was going to change, you know, his attitude in life. He was going to fight back and until he couldn't fight anymore. And we're asking everyone, you know, despite the challenges and the adversity that they're facing, because everyone is, you know, everyone right across Australia, in particular Victoria, we're facing a lot of adversity, but we're asking them to stick with us, to play on.
Yep.
And let's beat this beast.
No, I love it. And, of course, we're talking about the lineup before and Bill needs to be down the back. But just looking at the rest of the
sliders, a lot of ladies.
Beautiful, I love that. But another man who probably needs to be down towards the back.
Oh, Shane.
Well, Shane's put he's
put on a bit of weight,
he's
Beck.
He's got a bit large.
He's a bit tubby.
Is there going to be a bit of hip and shoulder out there, Bill? Can I anticipate that on Monday?
You never know what you're going to get with Shane. Do you? When it's live, as we knew on the footy show, you never know what he's going to get up to. So look out for that silly little man. But you got Daisy Pierce, you got Jeff Farmer, the Wizard.
The Wiz.
Abby Holmes, you got Shani Layton Norda now. And Sarah Jones, of course. So I reckon it's
Daisy
the best
Pierce,
looking.
Brilliant. Yep.
It's the best looking sliders I've ever seen.
Can you believe that?
No, I can't.
It's extraordinary. Hey, Beck, done. It's an extraordinary thing you do. And as I said, this year it'll take it over $50 million, which is, you know, mind-blowing. So congratulations, and I hope it goes brilliantly well for you.
Beautiful. And just a massive thank you to everyone out there who supported the cause. You're so generous, and we know that every single dollar that you're contributing is making such an impact. So please stay with us. We're going to beat it together.
This man has umpired well over 300 AFL games, including 3 grand finals.
Raise away.
Raise away.
And he may well be tougher than some of the players.
Oh, he's kicked it out of here. Ray Chamberlain's taking a tumble. Copped it right in the nuts, I reckon, Ali. And he's loving it too, Ray. Well played.
On Monday, he'll be going down the slide to fight MND. Please welcome Razor Ray Chamberlain.
He's one of Triple M's own, Fat, and you know why?
Why?
Because he doesn't take himself too seriously.
He has a bit of fun
and
with it.
That is what we love about Ray Chamberlain, who joins us now. Razor.
Gentlemen, how are we today?
Whoa. Oh, mate, I tell you what, the slide, it'll be like a big dipper for you.
I don't know whether I'll pass the Do I pass the test? You've got to be this high to go down this slide. I'm not sure.
Now, what are we going as, Razor? Can you give us any sort of hint?
Well, because I've been away, getting it together is a bit of an issue. So we've got a couple from previous Silly Sundays, Mad Mondays that the boys have thrown up. Amy Winehouse and a couple other bits and pieces. But I'm down to two choices. So I'll run it past my wife and my daughter, and they'll get the final say.
Razor, how are you seeing it all, mate? We love the way you go about the umpiring caper. And I actually think the umpires are doing a bloody good job. I know you're copping it a bit for whatever reason, holding the ball, etc. But you get a lot expected of you. And I obviously see a lot of footy, and I reckon the standard of umpiring overall has been bloody good.
Thanks, Jim. We think we're doing well in a few areas. We know we've got areas every week to improve. You know, teams go out and they talk about having four quarters of performance. They're judged on their four quarters every week. And for us, you know, we have 9x4, right? So we've got to navigate all of that, and because we have 9 separate games. And we can, you know, if we have a bit of a dip, let's say, in one or two quarters in one game, often the narrative is just around that. And the other 34 quarters might have been handled, you know, really quite reasonably well. So that's our challenge every week. We understand it. And we take it seriously in terms of wanting to deliver for the game and for the players and the spectators. But, you know, the other thing I'll say is the game's predicated on having discussion. You do understand that. Like, reasonable time, prior opportunity, genuine attempt, they're all subjective things. And it means that we're chatting about it all week, which I think's actually a blessing for our game.
Well, and the other thing, and this is pertinent to me, of course, as a North Melbourne man, I can watch us play Razor for 7 minutes and we'll commit 15 errors in that time.
Yes.
Missed targets, hand and foot turnovers.
We're all human.
Missed tackles. So what the footy viewers have got to understand is footballers commit mistakes all the time, so the odd one from an umpire has got to be accepted as part of the game.
I just think as part of life, you know, I've sent an email this morning and said, please see attached. And I didn't put the attachment on, you know, like, you know, so, you know, don't have to put me in the middle of Fed Square and throw stones at us. Well, I reckon we can bounce back. So I think you're right. I think, you know, the way we potentially view what we expect from officiating is probably a little unreasonable, but at the same time, I do love the energy and the passion at the ground. I've got no drama with people cheering and barricading and all that sort of stuff. I just think every now and again when we get away from it or we get online, probably we pull our heads in a bit.
Mm. How is the umpire's family? Is it like a footy club? Do you have a bit of fun here and there, watch movies, or there's pranks? You know, is it like a footy club?
Yeah, it's exactly the same. It's, you know, Lee Fisher, Jordan Bannister, these guys, they've sort of become part of our brethren, and they can't get over just how normal, like, I don't know what they expected when they turned up, you know. That's probably the real question. But no, great people. You know, Bill, I say this to people all the time.
Yep.
I could go, here's my wallet, here's my phone, and here's my kid. I'll be back in 40 minutes. And I wouldn't bat an eyelid with any of them. They're the best people, and you can trust them. And I think that's probably one of the greatest parts about being an AFL umpire.
Now, Razor, as part of my own incredibly good football career in the Waffle at Claremont,
here we go.
I've told this story before, but I loved it. I'm standing on the mark, a real ordinary holding free, and this bloke had a shot 30 out. Umpire's lining him up right next to me, and I said to him, why don't you go back and take the kick for him? But I didn't say that. I said something a little bit worse. And Razor, this bloke, without batting an eyelid, said, why don't you keep taking up new sports? One day you'll find one you're good at. The whole playing group pissed themselves laughing. Exactly. I turned to this bloke and said, mate, touche.
That's not touche.
Too good. Too good.
Those days are gone now with the microphone.
Yes.
We don't dare have a joke.
But I dare say you would have copped some good sledges. What's been the best, you reckon, Raymond?
Yeah, there's probably, you get a bit bored of the Bilbo and Frodo Baggins sort of references, but without doubt, being copping the dingo took the wrong Chamberlain.
Oh no!
Come on! Without doubt, peerless.
Was that a player or a supporter?
That one come from over the fence. That came from the people that matter most, which are the fans. And I've got to say, I just lost it. I went, that is so good. I'd never heard it before.
You're a star, mate. We can't wait to see you on Monday. But I know you've got some umpiring to do before then, so you'll do that well as well. Great chatting to you, Razor Ray.
Thanks very much for having me, guys. It's a pleasure.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. You know it's time to call it when your mate thinks he's a comedian.
Very, very funny.
This is Billy's joke on the Rush Hour Sunday session.
Righto, Jim, here it is. You wouldn't believe what happened to me this morning.
What happened to you this morning?
I had to go and see my doctor. I'd broke my arm in two places, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what he told me?
What did he tell you?
He told me to stop going to those places.
So that's like a warm-up sort of, even just a rubbish one. So here we go with Monday's joke.
Yep. A soldier survived mustard gas in battle, Jim.
Yeah.
And then he survived pepper spray by the police. You could say now he's a seasoned veteran.
Oh, no.
That's better.
Better than the first one. But it's not saying much.
Well, that's three. Because also, what about what the bloke said on the aeroplane?
Oh, no.
This is your captain speaking. This is your captain shouting.
We can only apologise.
Bottoms up. That was the Rush Hour Sunday session. And if you still want more, catch the boys live or on demand on the Listener app.
I feel good.